You are on a journey. A journey towards the presence of God. A journey towards the center of a path and out again. A journey towards God and out again. A journey of receiving and then giving. Walk with expectancy. As you journey, reflect on what you see, hear, think. Expect to discover the wonderful, the fantastic. Open your eyes wide. Use your senses. This is no senseless journey. Breathe deeply. Relax. Don't rush. Savor the moment. Be aware of others. We are travelers together. Focus on moving Godwards. As you move towards the center of the path, name, then let go of things that stand between you and God. Shed images or expectations of yourself, so that you can be your real self. Let go of what other people think you should be, their expectations of you, their projections. As you journey, unmask yourself. Peel away the layers. Grow by subtraction. Prepare your true self, the you on the inside, to meet with God. At the beginning of time, the earth was stark and in chaos, as we are, but we shall move towards the warmth and security that is God, our source of life. God spoke, and the universe heard. The universe heard God through a spoken word, and there was light. God created and created and keeps on creating. God sees that it is good. God labours to bring life and gives birth to abundance. It is good. The beginning was a word, not violence, not struggle. God using language, speaking, naming. This was God's being in action. God's voice was there in the beginning. Through the spoken word, all things were made. Without God's voice, nothing was made that has been made. In God's voice was life, and that life and light illuminated all people. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. In time, the voice of God is embodied and moves into our neighbourhood. Full of grace and truth, in the mouths of prophets and the acts of the faithful. In time, a world in darkness saw a great light, a birth star in the dark night sky. Just as shepherds or mages journeyed onwards by following the star, so we ask you to journey, to press on toward the light of life. Our task is seldom easy. After all, in this life we see things like looking through a darkened glass, but we have seen, maybe just glimpsed, the light, and now we travel towards the center of the path as a symbol that we are going after the light of God. As a seed grows towards the light, allow yourself to do the same. Trust the Creator with your whole self. Acknowledge who you are and who you're becoming. Show your amazing colours. Stand tall. On a journey, we sometimes find ourselves on the open road, striding. Sometimes we have to navigate terrible junctions. Sometimes we are held up. Sometimes the road is wide and clear. And sometimes it narrows, almost frighteningly. Sometimes our travelling companions are keeping up with us. Sometimes they have gone on ahead and left us. Sometimes it is they who lag behind. Who are your travelling companions? How much do you value them? What are you like to travel with? When the road gets rough and steep, will you be there to support your friends, your family, those in your community? Have you stopped to see how far you have come recently? Have you encouraged each other to press on? As you journey through the path, resolve to encourage those you travel with in faith and life. And remember the beautiful, strange paradox of faith. We search after God. We travel towards God as pilgrims. And yet God too is with us, traveling towards us as a guide and as a traveller. God hasn't promised an easy ride, but has promised to sustain us. God is faithful. God does not desert you. God is the pulse of the cosmos. God will not let you fade away. God is love. they will comfort you. God reaches out through God's Spirit, God's voice. If you feel the Spirit, hear the voice, you are experiencing God. You become connected, but individual, apart but together, a part of each other. As you journey, begin to focus on God. God as the centre of creation, as the sun is the centre of our solar system, the source of warmth and love and light and life. God pours out into the universe with life-giving light, with love. Experience love. Feel warmth. Choose life for yourself. Can you receive from God? It can sometimes be hard to accept or receive hospitality. Yet God, our host, has so much to offer and give. The riches of being loved. Jesus was once a guest at a wedding in Cana. He turned the water into wine. Jesus was a guest at the wedding, but also a guest of the animals in the manger, a guest of the people of Nazareth, the scribes in the temple, prostitutes, faithful teachers, devout women, drunk folk, tax collectors, and mothers-in-law. He let us be host, did away with the VIP pass, ate, drank, and was merry, was one of us, dined at our table, ate the same bread, drank the same wine, enjoying community, sharing stories, sharing our story. When he left the table, he left bread and wine. He himself left, but he left himself, the guest now becoming host. There's a lot of interference and static in our world of screens and streams, but God's voice is breaking through the airwaves. Are you receiving me? Are you receiving me?